trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home this Wednesday and Saturday versus Utica, and then again on Sunday versus Rockford. So what happens with Jay in 2015?
I would imagine that Cutler will be the team's quarterback this season. I mean, that's the way this thing looks to be headed. I think decisions on Jay and Brandon Marshall were mutually exclusive deals, so I don't think they're tied together for this coming season, and he should probably be the quarterback.
That's Bears insider Brad Biggs with Mully and Hanley this morning. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. The NFL season officially begins tomorrow at 3 p.m., but to ready some activity, the Baltimore Sun reports the Bears will sign outside linebacker Pernell McPhee to a five-year deal worth $40 million, 16 of which is guaranteed. In 16 games for the Ravens last season, he finished with 7.5 sacks, one forced fumble. McPhee is 26 years old. Elsewhere in the NFL, 49ers linebacker Patrick Willis is going to retire. The Saints have released linebacker Curtis Lofton. The Patriots will not pick up the $20 million option on Darrelle Revis. NBA, the Bulls host Memphis tonight. Derrick Rose is expected to address the media before the game. NHL, the Blackhawks skate at Arizona on Thursday. Spring training baseball, Edwin Jackson on the mound for the Cubs against San Diego and Andrew Kashner. The Sox play Arizona. Jose Quintana with the start. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. 10 is a great number, especially now that Metra's 10-ride ticket is discounted, 10% off single-ride tickets. It's also good for a year, can be shared by people riding together, and gives you the flexibility you need. Metra makes your life 10 times easier. For fare and schedule information, visit metrorail.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Moores and Bernstein.
Moores and Bernstein.
At it again.
Afternoons on the Score.
Harrison Ford seriously injured after crashing a small plane on a Santa Monica, California golf course. If you're 73, why are you flying planes as old as you are?
That's a great question.
And I guess Harrison Ford does have a reputation, sort of like Travolta, as an outstanding pilot.
You know how to fly, don't you?
No. Do you? How hard can it be?
I've never heard him discuss it as extensively as I've heard Travolta discuss it.
I have Harrison Ford talking about his plane. I've got audio here.
Get off my plane.
Rudy says, didn't Ford just break his leg during the Star Wars shoot?
He did.
Might want to rein that in a little bit.
Have to jump!
The accounting firm of Regina Rice, Wade Boggs & Associates is en route to claim he's worth $135,000.
Give my prayers out to the Ernie Spanks family.
Here they come. Of course he's a great pilot. He did the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
He's fast enough for the old man.
He's piloted planes and helicopters and has crashed multiple times in the past.
Well, he's a great pilot, let me tell you.
It's great him crashing.
That's too many.
I didn't know you could fly a plane.
Why, yes!
Provacic. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And it turns out I was a year off. He's 72.
Okay.
72 and still hitting the ground far too often. 303, Morrison Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Talking Bears, and we'll continue doing so with this guy, Mark Potash from the Chicago Sun-Times, who joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He's on Twitter at Mark Potash, and he actually popped up as one of the crossword puzzle winners over the weekend.
He did?
Yeah, he did. Hi, Mark.
Wow.
Dan and Terry, great to be on your show again.
Oh, you're already lying.
Oh, come on. First you don't mean that. Nobody means that. Yeah. Everybody hates us. Have you listened to this stuff?
Well, I'm never on your show, so this is like a treat for me.
Well, the Bears are doing some interesting things right now, and you've been around this team a long time.
Yes, he
and
is.
And the swift decisiveness with which Ryan Pace moved on Brandon Marshall could be followed up by a move on Jay Cutler, because we're told that he's working the phones, and we're not surprised. And I just don't know what they could get back from whom. But this team, it is very clear that the Bears are moving in a new and uncharted direction. That's certainly clear. You agree?
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. You know, there's one thing I take from this. The offseason, it's so hard to tell. The Bears literally don't know what they have as far as who will fit in their defense. They literally really don't know in a lot of cases what they have. The one thing we know that I'm pretty sure we know about the Bears now is that they are much better managed from top to bottom than they were like even 3 months ago. And that's a huge factor, because I think the moves they make now, like who knows if Pernell McPhee can make a difference. But I have a lot more confidence that he can make a bigger difference with Vic Fangio than he could, frankly, with Mel Tucker. I just think they're better run. I think they're better managed. I think they're giving themselves a better chance to make the right moves. I think that's all we really know at this point about the Bears.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, the first trade, I know you got rid of Marshall, you wanted to do that. But you get a guy that you figure maybe you have some of those guys on the roster, Mark. That's the interesting thing. So there's some judging going on here already, unless you think Pernell McPhee is like an all-pro just waiting to happen, because there seem to be guys on the Bears that would answer a call to that outside rusher. But if they like him, they like him. As you point out, I'm not going to question them at this point because they seem to be doing the right thing.
Well, look at it this way, Terry. You know, last year, Phil Emery took a chance on a similar contract on a guy who was a similar stage of development, modest sack totals in 4 years in Lamar Houston, and he crapped out. He got a guy who not only could not produce, but just was not, you know, you don't want a guy on your team who celebrates a sack when he's down by 25 points. That's not the kind of guy I want on my team, frankly.
Exactly.
So I just think it's a difference. That's why I talk about management and judgment, that I just think we'll get a great idea of what kind of judge of football character, I guess, that Ryan Pace is versus Phil Emery, because I think that's where the Bears were lacking. They had the wrong guys in the wrong positions on every level of their team. It couldn't have been more obvious, and I think that's the biggest difference now.
I'm waiting to find something out, too, because I always get uncomfortable when I'm trying to actually connect the locker room to the field. And we had multiple discussions with Patrick Manley about what it means to have a properly working professional locker room with proper communication and leadership, etc. And you know, I get it's squirrely for me because I like what I can measure and I like what's quantifiable, and I'm just much more comfortable trying to understand this happens because of this. But I also allow for the fact that there are things that you just never know, and sometimes it's just in the eye or the consciousness of the beholder in this case. But what we see with Fox and with Pace and with the Marshall move and maybe with Cutler and maybe with some of the other veterans they're bringing in, and what we found out last week about them moving the lockers back to positional groups, at least Fox thinks all that stuff matters, and it seems to underpin some of this. And I guess I'll never know, but it's another case of this leap of faith of trusting that Fox knows what he's doing in that regard. Do you have the same level of trust?
Absolutely, Dan, and not just Fox, but also Ryan Pace. Even without knowing, he hasn't really made any moves that we can judge yet on the field. But you just get the impression, the idea, just from me, I've been at this for a fairly long time. I think I know a little bit about human nature, about the way people manage other people. And I just get the impression that he has a little bit better of an intuition, like the Packers have, like Seattle has, a little bit of an intuition of who can be motivated and who cannot. You know, there's a general rule of thumb. You get a 6'4", 230-pound professional athlete who wants to beat the crap out of a Detroit Lions fan in the name of anti-bullying. That's not a leader. You know what I'm saying?
That's an idiot.
And you should know that. And you should know that ahead of time. And I think, it's pretty clear. This is no secret. The Bears had players in leadership positions who were not leaders, and we know who they are, and they're trying to get out from under that, and that's what they made very clear. They want their best players to be leaders. I think that's absolutely the right way to manage a team and to build a team.
You know, it's actually, Mark, not just new territory for all of us, because it's been forever since the Bears have hired a coach with a track record. I mean, as a head coach, we don't – hell, it's like watching a guy do something, and you know in your heart that you trust him after watching him in Carolina. You watched him in Denver. And we never had this luxury before of sort of looking at him and saying, you know, I trust him. Because all these other guys, yeah, they were good coordinators or whatever their reputation is when they became a head coach. You can actually look at what he's done as a head coach and be, I think, encouraged by that.
And Terry, it all goes back to kind of the Bears rejoining the real world, and I guess you have to look at hiring Ernie Accorsi. I haven't nailed it down yet, but I'm pretty sure they would not have found Ryan Pace without Ernie Accorsi. And they found a guy who I feel like knows how to hire people and jumped right on it when he had the chance, and getting a guy like John Fox, something the Bears have never done. I think you're going to see the Bears are going to do a lot of things that they've never done, eating contracts, hiring coaches who have won before, that kind of thing. I just think it's kind of I can't promise that they're going to win the Super Bowl in an X number of years, or they're going to be appreciably better in a certain amount of time, but I just feel like they are in a different realm as far as operating like professional football teams should operate. Because frankly, if the McCaskies are running any other business but one in which is like shooting fish in a barrel as far as making money, they would have been out of business a long time ago.
And the hardest thing to do is draft. That all the stuff and all this high praise and everything, yeah, we know, that the lifeblood of these organizations is in the draft. And years of bad drafting can only be counterbalanced by years, plural, of really good drafting. So in that respect, the pressure's on. And it's one thing to identify a guy in pro personnel and say he's a good fit because that guy's done it for another NFL team. It's something entirely different to project these college kids and figure out what they're going to be. And for that, you know, Ryan Pace, he hasn't done it before. So for all the hosannas that we're tossing his way, the big deal is yet to come.
Don't forget, we were tossing those same hosannas at Phil Emery about this time last year for acquiring Brandon Marshall. And it's just interesting that Ryan Pace's first move is to get rid of him, and he's getting the same kind of credit. But I will say one thing. I think the lesson to me of the McPhee signing is not so much that they've got a guy who could be good, could not, but it's just that a guy who's drafted in the fifth round can be enough of an impact player that other teams want him. And that's really, like you said, Dan, that's where the Bears have to excel. They've got to get their own – they've got to draft their own Pernell McPhees. That's how they're going to be successful. And, of course, it goes without saying, they got to hit in the first round. I feel like they've got a better chance than they did. But, you know, we don't know that yet. So that's kind of what we're waiting on. But right now, I'd say if you're being optimistic and feeling good about what the Bears are doing, I think you have every right to be.
You know, it's interesting, Mark, because I understand that you really have to hit in this draft today. I got an extra pick, and you really need to hit. But it seems to me, and I'm not a football guy. I'm a football idiot. But it seems to me, and this has been stated by many people covered, like it's hard to miss at number 7 this year. I mean, it's hard to miss. Depending on what you're looking for, you're probably not going to get Dante Fowler, the guy we all love. You're probably not going to get him. But it's sort of hard to miss. And I know I've probably said this before, and teams have missed, but it doesn't look like it this year.
I don't think they should. You know, you always look at the numbers. You know, they're number 7. And you see, are there 6 guys who can go before them? Are there 7 players in this draft? And there definitely are. But that's only what we know from, you know, reading scouting reports and looking at a little bit of college football. You don't know. But by all the best thing you can say about this draft is that it's strong at the positions where the Bears need help. And I don't think they're out of the I think they still have a chance to draft a pass rusher at 7 if they find the right guy. But now they certainly have some options. And like you said, you know, at number 7. They're going to get better than Phil got with Shea McClellan, who was, I think, at 19 or 20 first draft. So already, I guess on so many levels, they're way ahead of the pack than where they were 2 years ago or 3 years ago when Phil jumped on board. It just like I said, I think they've given themselves a much better chance to succeed. And number 7, I think, is obviously the one place where they absolutely have to.
Talking with Mark Potash, who covers the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times on the Boers and Bernstein Show and The Score. You know, the other thing that was clear is that we've got a lot of learning to do. And I think the average Bears fan, after a decade or more of the Lovie Smith defense, even under Mel Tucker, there's going to be a lot of relearning to see some exotic and different things and redefine how you think this defense looks. And we're going to have to keep an open mind to all of it. Hell, you've stood in front of coaches and general managers now, going back, I mean, how far here? And whether it's been Wanstedt and Hatley and Angelo and Dick Geron and Lovie Smith and Phil Emery. And you've never been afraid to bother people. You've never been, unlike some, you've never been afraid to get under people's skin and at these press conferences.
I love to bother people.
Exactly.
And
no,
I have
dude.
Bothered them.
And then well, that's to me, and you look, you know how I approached it when I was standing there. That was, I kind of thought that was my job to annoy people. And the difference is now, at least there's going to be guys there who aren't as weird. The level of weird, whether it's Pace or
left
Fox,
the building a little bit.
Yeah, there's always been that undercurrent of odd at these Bears press conferences. Maybe there's less of that now.
Right, there's more. I mean, I don't know how else it's more simply to put it. There's, like I said, almost from top to bottom, there's football people running, doing, making football decisions at Hallis Hall, and that, you know, that's like having the wind at your back. They also have the advantage. You talk about, like, the Lovie situation is they have a much different dynamic on defense than they did when Mel Tucker came in that you don't have this kind of division, this Lovie hangover type thing. Mm-hmm. You've got almost the opposite. You've got guys who are hungry for change. And also they're going to handle sending out, you know, giving up on some of the old guys, you know, mm-hmm. like Lance Briggs and Charles Tillman. That's not going to be an issue like it was with Urlacher. I mean, the whole dynamic is, I think, is different. And like I said, the best way to put it is they're going to have the wind at their back in a lot of different areas and just have a better chance to succeed. So you're absolutely right. It's a totally different tenor going on right now. And I said, because they made changes at the top, and I think that's what people were asking for, and maybe they didn't make quite the changes people wanted, but they made enough of a change that they're giving themselves a much better chance. And all from the beginning, although it looked pretty good at the beginning in the previous regime, the Bears at one point were 3-0 and had beaten the Steelers on the road at one point in the Trestman
mm-hmm,
regime.
Yeah.
I still feel better that they'll be able to sustain whatever success they have much more now than they did then. I just think they're just, like I go back to what I said earlier. This team is being managed. This organization is being managed better. And if you look at the winning teams, it's all about management as it is about acquiring talent and putting together X's and O's on the field.
I guess the only thing that, and I don't know if you guys have had a chance to visit with Vic Fangio, my guy, unless he's a weirdo, but I don't think so, Mark. I don't think, like, because between Phil Emery and Mark Trestman, that's just like weirding out the building. I mean, I don't know who else was there that was that odd, but unless it's somebody we don't know, we haven't met yet of the staffers that they have around, and I don't think it's my guy. I don't think it's Fangio. I don't think he's that way at all. So you're going to have a season where there's actually people you can talk to, I believe.
And we're looking forward to that. Now, we don't know what the access will be,
right.
but it'll be good to have. I mean, this Fangio, by everything I've heard about him, and I've talked to people, players who played for him, people who've coached for them, stuff like that, he's one of the reasons why the 49ers played at a level of intensity above and beyond other teams. There are certain teams, as you guys know, you watch Seattle, you watch the Patriots, even the Ravens to an extent, and you watch, they just play at a certain level of intensity, and they get more out of guys. That's why a guy like Pernell McPhee might be better in this defense than he would have in the previous Bears defense, because he's going to get somebody who's going to get more out of him. And I think Fangio, I always thought it was, I thought it was the almost psychotic Harbaugh effect, but what I've learned is that Fangio is a big reason for that, why guys play at that level. And the good thing is there, he can get more out of even players they have now. So
I'm just going to say that. Yeah, what happens if John Bostic, all of a sudden we say, holy crap, you know, Kyle Fuller, there were some wild moments, or Brock Vereen, maybe all of a sudden somebody who can run like Bostic, who miraculously is now in the right place instead of the wrong place because he's getting more guidance, coaching, and information. I don't think it's unreasonable to harbor some of those expectations for a guy with his pedigree.
I don't think so either, Bernsey. I would say that Bostic is, I always look at him as kind of a litmus test. Because at this point in time, or coming off of the Tucker defense, he's a huge question mark. We don't know anything about him. We don't know what he can actually do. Let's see how we feel about him in 1 year, year from today. And that will tell you, I think, whether the Bears are going forward or backwards, because he's a second-round draft pick. He's got a lot of talent in the right defense. If he was on Seattle's defense, or if he was in Baltimore's defense or New England's defense, I think he'd be a lot better player, or be a lot more productive than he was. That's just my opinion. But I think because because he's a player who you properly motivate him and properly and put him in the right spot at the right time and coach him better, I think you're going to get a much better player. So I think that's a really good example. And Fuller, of course, as well.
And are you going on record as Shane McClellan will have double figures in sacks because this is the defense, Mark, that, that he's been waiting for? Everybody said, well, he's a 3-4 linebacker. Well, dude, here's your chance now, Shay. Here's your will we hear his name at all as we go on, as we get closer here? Is he? You think he's still in the Bears' thoughts?
I think he's still in their thoughts, but I think it's totally like a wild card. And I think the big difference now is that Shay was going to be there no matter what in years past. And now it's going to be like, okay, like you said, Terry, he's supposed to be this 3-4 linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's got the right body type for it or not or whatever, but if he is, we'll know it. And if he's not, he won't be here. So I guess the best,
right.
The one thing I could say is that Shay McClellan won't be a big issue this year. He'll either be really good or he won't be here. And that's kind of the way people wanted it to be before.
Mm-hmm.
But because he was Phil's draft pick, that was never going to happen.
Good stuff, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, thanks, guys. And I really do appreciate you having me on your show, with all sincerity. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. You're the only one.
Mark Potash of the Chicago Sun-Times. Bottom of the hour, we've got second half stuff.
Oh.
A lot of things for the weekend. Bursting at the seams.
Yeah, bursting at the seams is something that just happened I got to talk to you about. I'm wondering, wait a minute.
You've got the score.
Baseball fans, White Sox individual game tickets are now on sale.
Abreu swinging a high fly deep right field. Slam! Sox win! Sox win!
Opening day, Paulie's number retirement, the Crosstown Cup Series, bobblehead giveaways, and much more. As you've talked about all offseason, the team looks good. Get your tickets now at WhiteSox.com.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Good news, Tebow maniacs. Your guy might not be done. He may have another shot in the NFL. There is speculation that he might take a crack at the first ever Veterans Combine. Never mind that Tim blew through three teams in 3 years and could not land a gig as a third stringer for the coach who drafted him in the first round. Here's my question, though. Is he going to show up to the Veterans Combine to throw passes or to catch them? Is he looking to throw deep posts if he goes or throw some blocks? Because if he wants to finally swallow his pride and sign in with the fullbacks, I'll be the first one to welcome him there. Otherwise, he sounds like the actor who's waiting tables, who's just waiting for the big break that's never gonna come. Go get him, Tim. But if you really want to play pro football, you'll show up this time as a fullback because you're more likely to be the next Bachelor than to be an NFL quarterback. I'm Jim Rome.
For Amy, simplifying her financial life meant getting a new checking account that gave her more of the services she had always wanted with zero drama. So she met with a banking specialist at First Merit Bank and found out about Reality Checking with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fee. Here was a drama-free checking account with free online and mobile banking to allow her fast, easy access to her cash, along with a great rewards program, free bill pay, and paperless statements. And to make it even better, Amy found out she can earn an activation bonus of up to $150 when she opened a Reality Checking account with Merit Rewards. With no minimum balance, a Reality Checking account with Merit Rewards truly gave Amy so much more of what she wanted. A drama-free checking account. For details on how you can open a Reality Checking account with Merit Rewards and earn an activation bonus of up to $150, call 800-41-MERIT. That's 800-41-MERIT. Get full offer details at firstmerit.com/checking. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Active national carriers.
Oh, Brian and his Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza. Bring one home and be
with a Delta faucet. Right now, all kitchen faucets by Delta are on sale. A Porter 2 handle high arc kitchen faucet in a chrome finish with matching sprayer is just $84. Stop in and save big during Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
What kind of cake will they serve at your retirement party? Chocolate? Red velvet? Or how about something exotic, like a French petit gâteau? Well, go ahead and call the bakery, because whether you plan to retire in 15 years or 50, a State Farm agent can help you take charge of your retirement and help make it seem like, well,
a piece of cake.
To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com. Neither State Farm nor its agents provide tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult your own advisor regarding your particular circumstances.
The best
best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
When two-blooded gut warriors go to war, superstar Andre Berto battles dangerous brawler Jose Zito Lopez.
This is epic.
Cross hard-hitting welterweight Sean Porter takes on white-hot Roberto Garcia.
Devastating power.
Spike is lighting up Friday night.
What a fight! What a night!
Premier Boxing Champions, live Friday at 9 on Spike.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That's just something wrong with you if that's the case.
I know. That's a level of weird you don't even want.
That's too with even for Moores and Bernstein. We'll be doing the second half in a moment. Something just came up in my mind. It ran across my mind like a flash. Like, wait a minute. Do you want that or don't you want that? We'll discuss it.
Brendan has been holding for a little while. He's in Lakeview. He's now on The Score.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
I just had a comment about Bernstein, what you were saying earlier about how management knows that Cutler is not going to be the quarterback of the future when they're winning. So I don't see why they wouldn't take a flyer on a younger guy and maybe see what they have. I mean, I'm not saying that David Fales is the future by any means.
No, don't, yeah, don't say that.
I'd rather see them start a young guy who may have potential going forward and some burnout like Cutler.
Well, who, though?
Well, that's the thing. I love it. In theory, what you're saying, of course it makes sense. That guy just isn't around,
That's the problem.
You know, it's not David Fales.
No, and I don't like the name.
I don't think it's Jimmy Clausen either.
No. It's a great, in theory, it's great, but those guys aren't hiding. It's like, hey, you know, I know a guy right there. You could get him. No, I mean, it's that young guy that you want to groom, and he said, yeah, he can be a quarterback someday. Doesn't exist right now for the Bears.
South Shore and Bill on WSCR.
Yeah, you know, Parnell McPhee's got a long litany of injuries in his past. He had knee injuries, he had knee bursitis, he had a groin injury. He had a whole bunch of things, back problems like Gate Karimi. And, you know, I like to see it work out, but I got a fear that it's going to be another one of those injury-riddled players who look young on paper, but...
I think he's only missed four games in his career, hasn't he?
Yeah, he hasn't missed a lot of time.
He's had four games in his career.
Yeah, but most of those injuries occur during the off-season, if you do a little research. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully that doesn't work out that way. And with the number seven pick, you know, honestly, after they did get what could be a versatile pass rusher, I'd like to see him go with Amari Cooper.
Okay, well, let's just... Didn't know we were soliciting that, but let's...
Stop soliciting that.
I think it is... You can never have enough pass rushers.
Correct.
I will not be angry if, in fact, they have another edge rusher.
Yep.
That's okay, too. More. That's fine. This is a multi-year process.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to solve everything with one pick, one year.
You desperately need
long view, long view, long view.
Yep.
Mount Prospect and Daniel on the score.
Yeah, Dan, I was just wondering, and I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I'm wondering why you think Adrian Peterson has a lower trade value for the Vikings than Marshall had for the Bears.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
Well, you said, I mean, that they should be, that they're on the verge of cutting him, that his value's so low.
I didn't say that either.
You didn't say that either, no.
I just said that I don't think they're going to get market value of his history.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I guess the question that leads me to is, what do you think his market value is in comparison to Marshall's?
Because it doesn't matter. It's not your market value is what the market decides your value is. It's based on the number of teams that would be interested. Nobody is worried now about what the Marshall deal was.
And relative to him. So then, do you think that Peterson's market value is lower than a guy that didn't beat anybody up?
Again, it doesn't matter.
He did beat his way. He beat up 23 times. Yeah, Come on, dude.
Don't be stupid. It's not relative.
It has nothing to do
with the other. All that matters is how many teams are interested, how badly they want him, and what they'd be willing to give up for him. It's not relative to anyone else.
All right. Well, I personally think that a team like the Raiders would be dumb enough that they would fork hand over fist for him.
Not if they don't have to.
So you said your guys have been telling you that Peterson's going to get cut.
No, I didn't.
No, we didn't
said anything like that. Not even close.
You want me to repeat what was said so we can get this straight? Okay.
Sure.
That Adrian Peterson isn't interested in continuing his football career as a Minnesota Viking because he feels betrayed by them. He has 3 years left on a contract. How much is left under? $35 million plus, whatever it is. And that, therefore, he's a burden when he comes to your team because the immediate questions are, so what, you beat four-year-olds with a switch to their bleeding? Is that how this works? I mean, anywhere you go, you're going to have that. But he doesn't trust the Vikings. He didn't feel they backed him. So it's nothing to do with market value. That's a simple thing. He does not want to be there. What his market value at is yet to be determined. But he has factors certainly decidedly against him.
Yeah, but you can't hear things that we're not saying.
Yeah, I mean, please don't do that because we say stupid things on our own. Don't add to them.
What?
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home with Rockford on Sunday at 3 at Allstate Arena, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Too bad Vinny Serrato isn't a GM in the NFL any longer.
I liked Jay Cutler. I tried to trade for Jay Cutler, but I've learned about the guy now. I mean, he's basically a coach killer.
Everyone
said he killed every staff that he's been there.
Would you get rid of him then? For that?
I love Jimmy Clausen. I love the signing of Jimmy Clausen. I thought that was good.
Serrato was the former
GM of
Washington.
Yeah, that's why he's a former GM.
A couple things. One, I couldn't read to start off the update.
It's okay.
I know, it happens.
It's that room. It does it to people.
Well, yeah, especially guys. Well, anyway. That's what got me. And then the whole idea of, I wish he was still a GM and he could trade for Jay Cutler now. We'd have all our problems solved.
Yes, we would.
But then he lost me with the whole I love Jimmy Clausen thing.
Well, just his opinion.
The Bears got him back.
It's good signing.
You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. NFL season officially begins tomorrow. Some stuff happening already, though. The NFL's mad about all the leaks. They want, all this information kept secret.
Oh.
Team shouldn't talk to players
yet. Agree.
Baltimore Sun reports the Bears will sign outside linebacker Pernell McPhee to a 5-year deal worth $40 million, 16 of which is guaranteed. That's good money. 16 games for the Ravens last season. He finished with 7.5 sacks and 1 forced fumble. He is 26 years old. Elsewhere, 49ers linebacker Patrick Willis is going to retire. The Saints have released linebacker Curtis Lofton. Houston bids farewell to Andre Johnson. I believe the Texans also have released him. And his dead legs. The Patriots will not pick up the $20 million option on Darrelle Revis. NBA, the Bulls host Memphis tonight. Derrick Rose is expected to address the media before the game. It'll be the first time he speaks to the media since his third injury. The NHL, Blackhawks skate at the Arizona Coyotes. Do you guys know they changed the name from Phoenix to Arizona?
I learned that relatively recently.
Yeah,
but
only
yes.
Recently. Yeah, I'm sorry. I really apologize for my lack of hockey acumen.
Well, no, don't apologize. I learned it this morning looking in the newspaper. The back of the Tribune Sports where they give you the schedules of the teams.
Yeah,
I went to look and it said the Blackhawks column. It said ARI, and I thought, what team is ARI? Then I looked over the standings right to the right, and there it was, Arizona, no longer Phoenix.
Wow!
Breaking news.
On
the score.
Well, you bet. We get it first.
Rosen Mazda, fistful of dollars. Blackhawks, they're at Arizona on Thursday. Spring training baseball, Cubs and Padres. Edwin Jackson, Andrew Cashner. Your starters in that one, and the Padres lead that 4-0 in the top of the second.
Well, yeah, that's about right.
There was a Middlebrooks home run off of Jackson, 3-run shot, but it came in the second inning. Good news for Edwin Jackson fans. Wasn't the first inning, it was the second inning. Sox and Diamondbacks, Jose Quintana, your starter in that one. It's scoreless in the top of the second. Again, these are exhibition games, so scores don't really matter.
That's right. I'm not concerned. Edwin Jackson is fine.
Blackhawks coverage, and they're playing Arizona, and the score is being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago with the number one scoreboard update, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run and Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
I'm ready for the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
A lot of Bears talk in the first half of the show. Mark Potash of the Sun-Times joined us. And just hearing that the Bears are working hard at trying to move Jay Cutler for what they deem to be a reasonable return. I just think the definition of reasonable changes depending on your desire to get rid of Jay Cutler. So we'll find out. It's a fluid situation, and the Bears are making moves. Talked about Pernell McPhee and others that may be targeted by Ryan Pace. And that's been pretty much it.
The usual
number of phone calls.
Odd phone callers, yeah. All right, so this Maddie just mentioned this. Now, Darrelle Revis, I think he did his job for the Patriots. I think he was there most of the time. They were not going to pick up his $20 million options. Obviously, there's interest in somebody else picking it up. Is it not worth, when I look at the Patriots, how they did it, is it not worth it to you? That's a hefty sum. Don't get me wrong. That's a hefty sum. But I think he did his job in cutting off half of the field, didn't he? I mean, I think he did. I mean, I didn't see anything that says, oh, well, by the way, he sucks. I don't think I saw that. He stayed healthy the most, he did, as I recall. Would you pay it to cut off? When you're looking at this.
A lot of money. A lot of money for that age, counting on health. He's how old?
32. But he's still.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So you're.
I'm
iffy.
I
am too. I know
very
what he team does.
Friendly deal. I'm interested.
That's not team friendly.
Oh no, it's not.
That's not team friendly.
The golf was interesting yesterday. It looked like early on in the day it was shaping up.
Maddie had it.
A pretty solid leaderboard of the WGC.
Maddie had it.
Cadillac and JB Holmes been make a putt. You make a couple putts.
Make a putt, come on. Hey, make a putt.
And he's striking the ball brilliantly, and then and look who emerges but Dustin Johnson.
And, along with, and along with he his was, friend.
Well, it depends which friend you're talking about. His brother was caddying for him. His wife is
his wife
Polina
is,
Gretzky. There
Polina
she
Gretzky.
Was.
Yes, and she was. Was.
She had the infant son. And I will say this about Dustin Johnson.
Yep.
There's not a... Not a whole lot to say.
In terms of, you mean about him? Or
yeah,
he doesn't
no.
Have a
just
lot to say.
He's just not interesting.
No, he was born that way.
Is that
he's
what it
not
is?
Inter- yeah, he's
There's
not
There's nothing going on no. with him. He's like, so I was...
No, he's... No, he's
and they gave him every opportunity to be introspective about what this meant after all he's been through. And it's a great little story. And just like...
I'm very happy because this is
yeah.
Really
I read
good.
A long form piece about his return and his rehab and everything else. And
has he ever said this, anything interesting?
No, I was waiting for him to say something interesting during this piece. Like this really means a lot. This is something special, and it just wasn't there.
This
you know, there's just not a lot of depth.
Really good because it's good, and all he knew is good at golf.
Okay, dude. All right.
And yeah, Bubba. That's and actually, what it was.
I've also realized that I wasn't trying to do this, but I've started to dislike Bubba Watson intensely. And
I always have.
And I enjoyed his meltdown. And maybe it's always not have. Rational distaste.
Well, you know, he's a pudwack.
That's what people say.
Yeah, that's what people say.
And it was kind of fun to watch it all collapse. And I thought the broadcasters did a nice job of talking about his game and about how his game is so reliant on feel and he plays emotionally. And they called it. They said when they noticed a couple of bad shots, they said this might be the start of a downturn. And they were indeed correct.
All right. Here's the I'm going to make a case here, okay? I see the papers today, and a month ago I wouldn't have made this case. All right, I would not have made this case a month ago. But certain things I think in a time period, say the last 3 weeks, hit you like a bolt. You know what I mean? They hit you in the head, and you go, wait a minute, that's right. The way things stack up, according to both papers and reading a lot of other things, sporting news and all that, Wisconsin is not going to be a number one seed in the NCAA tournament as of right now. And I don't, you know, according to this, it would make any difference even no matter what happens to the Big Ten tournament, which I think they're probably going to be able to run through. The performance they put on Ohio State yesterday was absolutely brilliant, and they've been brilliant for most of the last 3 weeks. I would just say this to the committee, that I know you love Virginia. Oh, God, who doesn't love Virginia? And Tony Bennett. Well, he's the coach of the moment. He's the guy. Him and Lady Gaga are putting that thing together and making it something. But you know what? If they play, say you put them on the court, a neutral court, you had Virginia and Wisconsin, because that's your other one, their number one seed supposedly cemented in is Virginia. I think Wisconsin beat the hell out of them.
I haven't seen Virginia enough. Wisconsin...
It's a very good defense team and well-coached. You know, he's really good, and they've got some good players, but I just think Wisconsin beat them. It's not like, well, I'm looking at this, and I don't like the Big Ten, and they played better. It's not Wisconsin's fault that the Big Ten sucks.
Something I've been noticing, and I was asking people last night via Twitter who were at the United Center. Remember last week or a couple weeks ago, I was talking about what I thought was eventually going to happen to the Blackhawks Ice Girls?
Yes.
That I believe that we were on an inevitable course to oblivion for the Ice Girls for multiple reasons.
Vernon Downs.
And, you know, Vernon Downs is part of it. Yep. But I think that there had been some outcry. And I know at the Hawks fan convention, there was some thought, okay, well, you're not playing the stripper music anymore during Shoot the Puck.
Right.
But what about your skimpily clad Ice Girls parading their boobies around while they're scraping up the snow? And
Joe Dredge does the same thing here.
And yeah, but we don't make him do it.
No, he wants to.
Well, from what I can tell, based on what our crowdsourced reports are, that at recent games, within the last month or so, there have been fewer of the Ice Girls, and they've been dressed more conservatively, wearing sweatsuits, like tracksuit kind of things, instead of the low-cut tops and the miniskirts.
We're in serapes.
I think to reiterate, what I think is going to happen is I think if indeed, if they're on this sort of inexorable course to extinction, that the Blackhawks will, in a very carefully crafted way, say we believe that it's more respectful to our female fans, etc., if we move on from the obvious objectification of women during our game presentation. I will tell you this, that's not the real reason. There are other much more serious issues that might lead them to think we're better off without having
ice
this.
Ice girls are interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like you say.
Yeah.
It's sometimes you end up at Vernon Downs.
Vernon Downs, man. Yeah, they got slots there now.
Well, hey, you got a Racino going
There's a
on.
Name for that, slots and something, but I'll let you figure that out, what that blank is. But yeah, I'm getting the same thing, and even added to it, I had you put a homework assignment for your Hawks guy.
That's different.
Don't know yet?
I've not heard back yet.
Okay. Anyway.
Some raised eyebrows over that one, though.
Well, anyway, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen to them. All I know is that just me, observation, interesting. Such an idiot.
Interesting, like...
Interesting, like how?
Well,
at all.
Well,
I don't know. I'm not saying.
Some antibiotics with you.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I do. Okay. I'm not saying, don't know, can't say. 312-644-6767. Wars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What is The Score? We're Chicago's number one sports station. We're Mully and Henley in the morning, 5 to 9. The new Spiegel and Golf Show, middays, 9 to 1. Wars and Bernstein, afternoons, 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights, 6 to 10. We're proud to be the official radio home of White Sox baseball and the voice of Chicago's fans. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Why having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm.
Ooh, sorry I dented your car.
No worries. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Maggie. State Farm's here to help.
Wait, I don't have State Farm, but my insurance helped me now.
A carrier pigeon.
Where'd that come from?
Look at all that paperwork around its neck.
I don't want the form.
Do you need a pen?
No pens. Oh. I don't want to fill those out.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. Find an agent at statefarm.com for help anytime, anywhere. That's getting to a better state.
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS. CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy, right?
Friday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, I'm sorry if I had a difficult start to the day, because there was some news earlier some news items that sort of rattled me. I didn't know what to make of this headline. Sometimes you see a headline and you just don't know what to do. Because I saw this earlier today at Real Clear Science. And I got really worried, because here's this big headline that crossed today. Giant methane storms on Uranus. I thought, great. That first of all, how do they know? And it's already making news. And then the lead is great. Most of the times we've looked at Uranus, it has seemed to be a relatively calm place. And I'm thinking...
Depends.
You know, I was going to say that...
That's not true.
This is somewhat invasive, I think.
It's an invasive procedure.
Right. That first of all, you're looking, and now you're writing about it. This is
from... Geotomy.
Right. Helen Maynard Casely. And I took offense at this, because how are you getting this information, and why do you feel that? You know, actually, I'm thinking about contacting a lawyer. That's what I'm going to do, because I'm going to find Helen Maynard Casely, and I'm going to talk to a lawyer about this, because I don't want her. I think she's taking some real license here and stepping out. I believe that I've been wronged when she's reporting that it says right here, giant methane storms on Uranus, and most of the times we have looked at Uranus, it has seemed to be a relatively calm place. Well, I think, first of all, you're wrong, because you're just not looking carefully.
Yeah, especially at my age.
Uranus could be in trouble!
Yeah, it might be.
It's definitely trouble.
It says, all we've previously known about Uranus has been thrown to the wind with observations made
so
last year. Well, here, now listen to this. In August 2014, a group led by Imke de Potter pointed the Keck telescope at Uranus. Well, stop doing that. I don't want you doing that. And they were surprised to see storms raging. So this is really, it's really bothering me. So it got me rattled. I'm sorry. I haven't been able to concentrate, considering the giant methane storms that I guess I had to read about in Real Clear Science.
Yeah, Jake Cutler was in the middle of them.
I mean, really?
Please.
Here he is. Where'd he go?
Well, that's where he's at. He's up there. He's in trouble. He's in trouble. And I hope that's true. Anyway, that's where we spent a lot of time today.
It's odd that in February, or March, you're afforded the luxury of still talking about the Bears, because generally at this time of the year, with the old management team, first of all, I too weird to really figure anything out during at any point in their time. We learned that over a period of time. But that the Bears, with this management team, remain a red-hot item.
Here's this from Gino. He says, I disagree that Jay Cutler can't come back and won't. He can. This good leadership we've seen from the Bears so far translates into how they handle Cutler. He comes into the office of the new brain trust. They look at him and they say, yeah, Jay, we tried to trade you. You know why? Because you're a bust. We paid you a ton. You played poorly, demonstrated no leadership, shown no sign of dedicating yourself to fixing terrible mechanics. It turns out that at your rate of pay, no one will touch you. We're stuck with each other. They then modify how they use him. Jay becomes the cliche that we call a game manager. He loses the right to call plays, not even the audible, since he's bad at it. He sticks to the game plan. The playbook is geared to the throws he can make. If he plays well, privileges will be extended, and this is explained to him in firm tones. Cutler stops being a distraction. The team plans for the future that excludes him and gets on with rebuilding the team. Yeah, it's just hard to do when he's there.
Yeah, it's not. That's not logical. It's really not logical. You're talking to a veteran player. You're talking to a guy in his 30s that has been set in his ways forever, and you're going to treat him like that? You think that's going to get something out of him? You call him in and do that?
Yeah, and I think, you know what his response is?
Crazy.
Don't care. Southside Jim on the score. Hello, Jim.
Boy, Dan, Terry, Dan, how are you guys?
Well, there's three guys here. Dan, Terry, Dan. Holy cow. Hey,
first off, Dan, what did you eat during the golf tournament yesterday?
Nothing. I didn't eat until much later.
Okay. Terry, you know, I've been listening to you guys since, I don't know, 1947, 48, whatever, one of those years. And ever since then, for a few years after that, you always talk about how slimy, oily, and just a real cartwheel that Jim Boeheim at Syracuse was. And that's been confirmed again last week, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Well, see, here's the thing, though, Jim. I think, well, you know, if you're...
He's not a cheater. Dick Vitale says he's not a cheater, though.
What? Say that again?
Dick Vitale says that Jim Boeheim's not a cheater.
Oh, yeah, I heard him say that. Yeah, that he's not a cheater. I heard him say that. Well, Dick Vitale is senile and also penile. He's headed for the penile colony. You know, Jim, absolutely. But the thing is that I learned a long time ago is, yeah, we all hate the NCAA for starters. And yeah, there is no question that what Jim Boeheim does, it goes all the way back. You can name any coach you want that goes all the way back. Maybe you like him, maybe you don't. But if you're going to succeed, that's how you do it. That's how he's done it. I mean, he's skirted every rule. He's broken every rule. He's done everything he can over the years. And that's how you do it. You know that goes for your buddy at Duke.
You know what he's been doing?
Goes for anybody.
He's been coaching major college basketball.
Yeah, that's what it is, Jim. Am I enjoying it? Sure, for what it's worth. 9 games, and they took away his mother. I don't know what they did, but I mean,
they took his mother away.
I don't know.
His mother had huge thighs.
No, anytime there's any pain inflicted, I'm all for it. But the NCAA is so archaic, so stupid. It took them that long to figure this out. I certainly don't want to send them out on a missing person. My God. You took this long to figure out? They've been investigating him how long? I mean, seriously?
And then there's your guy on the front page of Trib Sports today with as all this is going on. There's your guy, Bruce Pearl, rising again, which just goes to show you if you can coach the hell out of it, nothing else matters.
Well, and you know how he coaches the hell out of it?
By staying at the very fringes of what is allowed and occasionally past that.
Yeah.
And lying to people.
Well, that sort of fits Auburn, doesn't it? Isn't that sort of what Auburn is?
Oh, I told you, wherever he goes, they're going to win fast.
Yeah.
Boris and Bernstein, you got the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Riggins.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you
for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy.